Welcome to the 2024 Advanced Communicative English Test. The test is for 30 minutes. The test will have four parts. Listen to the instructions carefully. You will be given enough time to draw and answer the questions. Part 1. Short descriptive sentences. Choose the sentence that best describes the picture. Write A, B, C or D in your answer sheet. Listen carefully, the sentences will be read once.
Picture 1.
A. A child is collecting seashells. B. A child is swimming on the beach. C. A child is building a sandcastle. D. A child is drawing a picture.
Picture 2.
A. A family is watching TV. B. A family is having a picnic. C. A family is sitting on the beach. D. Friends are playing in school.
Picture 3.
A. A child is playing with a train. B. A bus is going to school. C. A train is at a station. D. A child is getting on the train.
Picture 4.
A. There is a seaside town with a good view. B. There is a city skyline with tall buildings. C. There is a school with many classrooms. D. There is a town at a snowy mountain top.
Picture 5.
A. A farmer is working in the field. B. Children are eating in a park. C. A family is buying toys. D. People are shopping in a market.
Picture 6.
A. A musician is playing the guitar. B. People are dancing at a party. C. A street performer is juggling balls. D. A drummer is beating the drums.
Picture 7.
A. A family is having a barbecue. B. Friends are camping around a fire. C. Tourists are exploring a historical site. D. People are at a music festival.
Picture 8.
A. A baby is writing on her bed. B. A child is making a school project. C. A parent is reading a bedtime story. D. A child is doing homework with a friend.
Picture 9.
A. Students are taking an exam. B. People are playing board games. C. Employees are having a meeting. D. Friends are watching a movie.
Picture 10.
A. A person is snorkeling in the sea. B. People are making a boat. C. People are having fun on a boat. D. A surfer is catching a wave.
Part 2. Descriptive language. Listen to the people speaking. Then, listen to the questions carefully and draw your answer. The conversations will be read 2 times, and you will be given some time to draw your answer.
Passage 1.
This amusing alien drawing brings a smile to my face. The alien has 2 long antennae on top of its round head. Its body is covered in spots, and it has 6 long legs, making it look funny. It has no mouth, and its big, expressive eyes show curiosity and friendliness. My brother sketched this imaginative creature when he was 5.
Question. Draw the missing part of the alien.
This amusing alien drawing brings a smile to my face. The alien has 2 long antennae on top of its round head. Its body is covered in spots, and it has 6 long legs, making it look funny. It has no mouth, and its big, expressive eyes show curiosity and friendliness. My brother sketched this imaginative creature when he was 5.
Question. Draw the missing part of the alien. Passage 2.
This is our small house by the beach. The house has a weather vane on the roof, an open doorway, windows in front, and on the side. There is a simple veranda in front of the house, with a small sitting area, where I love to relax, to enjoy the beautiful beach and the ocean. Behind the house, there are tall coconut trees.
Question. Draw what is missing.
This is our small house by the beach. The house has a weather vane on the roof, an open doorway, windows in front, and on the side. There is a simple veranda in front of the house, with a small sitting area, where I love to relax, to enjoy the beautiful beach and the ocean. Behind the house, there are tall coconut trees.
Question. Draw what is missing. Passage 3.
Meet my cousin Mark. He has long, straight hair that is always neatly combed. And big, dark eyes that shine brightly, especially because of the glasses he wears. He also has a fondness for wearing stylish caps, adding to his cool look.
Question. Draw what is missing.
Meet my cousin Mark. He has long, straight hair that is always neatly combed. And big, dark eyes that shine brightly, especially because of the glasses he wears. He also has a fondness for wearing stylish caps, adding to his cool look.
Question. Draw what is missing. Passage 4.
This is my study room. I have a spacious desk for studying, with big drawers where I can put my things. There is a lamp on my desk and beside it are shelves for my books. A large glass window, in front of where I sit, brings in lots of natural light. On the wall, to the left of the window, is a picture of my dog Fluffy.
Question. Draw what is missing.
This is my study room. I have a spacious desk for studying, with big drawers, where I can put my things. There is a lamp on my desk and beside it are shelves, for my books. A large glass window, in front of where I sit, brings in lots of natural light. On the wall, to the left of the window, is a picture of my dog Fluffy.
Question. Draw what is missing. Passage 5.
For my art class, the teacher made us draw a panda face using basic shapes. I used a square for its head and added two big oblong shapes for its eyes. Then, I drew a heart shape for its nose and added two small circles for its ears, which I put on the upper left and right side of its square head. Now, I'm thinking of using squares and rectangles to draw some bamboo. I think the panda is hungry.
Question. Draw the panda's face.
For my art class, the teacher made us draw a panda face using basic shapes. I used a square for its head and added two big oblong shapes for its eyes. Then, I drew a heart shape for its nose and added two small circles for its ears, which I put on the upper left and right side of its square head. Now, I'm thinking of using squares and rectangles to draw some bamboo. I think the panda is hungry.
Question. Draw the panda's face. Passage 6.
Our charming country house sits in a valley by a winding river. The house is surrounded by nature, and is a perfect place to relax. On weekends, we often take a boat along the river, as the sun rises behind the mountains. Our house is an inviting home for the family, to enjoy the beauty of the countryside.
Question. Draw what is missing in this scene.
Our charming country house sits in a valley by a winding river. The house is surrounded by nature, and is a perfect place to relax. On weekends, we often take a boat along the river, as the sun rises behind the mountains. Our house is an inviting home for the family, to enjoy the beauty of the countryside.
Question. Draw what is missing in this scene. Passage 7.
After a week in the UK, I missed having a typical Japanese meal. So now, I'm having one with a fragrant bowl of rice. A bowl of miso soup. A few side dishes of vegetables. And grilled fish. All I need now is my chopsticks, and I'm good to go.
Question. Draw what is missing on this tray.
After a week in the UK, I missed having a typical Japanese meal. So now, I'm having one with a fragrant bowl of rice. A bowl of miso soup. A few side dishes of vegetables. And grilled fish. All I need now is my chopsticks, and I'm good to go.
Question. Draw what is missing on this tray.
Part 3. A. Listening for details. Listen and choose the picture that matches the monologue or dialogue. Listen carefully. This section will be read once.
Number 1.
During sunny days, young Emily used to catch dragonflies by the river. Their wings shimmered like rainbows. She felt pure happiness. After a while, she would let them go with a smile. Those moments were filled with joy, adding a touch of magic to her childhood memories.
Question. What insect did Emily like to catch when she was a child? Number 2.
This is a practical tool for writing and drawing. It never needs sharpening, which saves time and effort. The thin lead produces neat and precise lines. Perfect for taking notes. Its lightweight design makes it comfortable to hold for long periods. I appreciate its eraser on top, allowing me to correct mistakes effortlessly.
Question. What is being talked about? Number 3.
On days like these, the trees sway and dance and leaves twirl through the air. I hold onto my hat tightly, so it doesn't fly away. The wind blows through my hair, and I feel its cool touch on my cheeks. It's a lively and refreshing feeling, making me want to run and laugh.
Question. What kind of day is described? Number 4.
Summer break is here. What are you up to?
I'm heading to a water park tomorrow. It's going to be epic.
Lucky you. I'm going hiking in the mountains next week.
That's awesome. We should swap photos when we're back.
Definitely. Can't wait to hear about your water park adventure.
Question. What will the boy do tomorrow? Number 5.
In my favorite season, the days are long, and we can enjoy outdoor activities. Many people go to the beach to swim and relax. Nature looks beautiful, and everything seems alive. We have fun with friends and family, and it's a time for picnics, ice cream, and outdoor games.
Question. What season is being described? Number 6.
Emma bought 10 eggs yesterday. This morning, Emma took out 3 eggs to make a cake. Later, her brother Jack took out another 2 eggs to cook breakfast.
Question. How many eggs are left in the carton now?
B. Listening for sequence. Listen and choose the correct order to match the story or instruction. This section will be read twice.
Number 1.
Welcome to our city tour. First, we'll visit the historic old town. Walk along cobbled streets, marvel at ancient buildings, and learn about the city's rich past. Next, we'll head to the bustling market. Sample local delicacies and shop for souvenirs. After that, we'll explore the beautiful park, perfect for a relaxing stroll. Don't forget your camera to capture these memorable moments.
Question: What is the order of activities of the tour?
Welcome to our city tour. First, we'll visit the historic old town. Walk along cobbled streets, marvel at ancient buildings, and learn about the city's rich past. Next, we'll head to the bustling market. Sample local delicacies and shop for souvenirs. After that, we'll explore the beautiful park, perfect for a relaxing stroll. Don't forget your camera to capture these memorable moments.
Question: What is the order of activities of the tour? Number 2.
Let me explain how to assemble a simple bookshelf. First, check if you have all the parts and tools, screws, panels, and a screwdriver. Lay out the panels on the floor, ensuring they are the right way up. Then, attach the side panels to the back panel using screws. After that, add the shelves in place, securing them with screws. Finally, attach the top panel. Voila! Your bookshelf is ready for use.
Question: What are the steps of assembling a bookshelf?
Let me explain how to assemble a simple bookshelf. First, check if you have all the parts and tools, screws, panels, and a screwdriver. Lay out the panels on the floor, ensuring they are the right way up. Then, attach the side panels to the back panel using screws. After that, add the shelves in place, securing them with screws. Finally, attach the top panel. Voila! Your bookshelf is ready for use.
Question: What are the steps of assembling a bookshelf? Number 3.
Preparing a basic sandwich is easy. First, gather your ingredients: bread, butter, cheese, and ham. Lay 2 slices of bread on a plate. Spread butter on one side of each slice. Then, add a layer of cheese and ham on one slice. Put the other slice on top, buttered side down. Press gently. There you have it, a tasty sandwich ready to eat. Simple and delicious.
Question: What are the steps in making a sandwich?
Preparing a basic sandwich is easy. First, gather your ingredients: bread, butter, cheese, and ham. Lay 2 slices of bread on a plate. Spread butter on one side of each slice. Then, add a layer of cheese and ham on one slice. Put the other slice on top, buttered side down. Press gently. There you have it, a tasty sandwich ready to eat. Simple and delicious.
Question: What are the steps in making a sandwich? Number 4.
Studying for a test involves several steps. First, gather your notes and materials. Then, find a quiet place to focus. Read through your notes and highlight important points. Make a summary of the main topics. Next, practice with sample questions to test your understanding. Review your summaries and practice regularly. Lastly, get enough sleep the night before the test to stay refreshed and ready.
Question: How do you study for a test?
Studying for a test involves several steps. First, gather your notes and materials. Then, find a quiet place to focus. Read through your notes and highlight important points. Make a summary of the main topics. Next, practice with sample questions to test your understanding. Review your summaries and practice regularly. Lastly, get enough sleep the night before the test to stay refreshed and ready.
Question: How do you study for a test?
Part 4. Writing. Listening and writing. Listen and answer the questions that follow. Answer in complete sentences. You will be given time to answer the questions. The questions will be read twice.
For questions 1 and 2.
The bicycle is a popular and eco-friendly means of transportation. It's a two-wheeled vehicle that you pedal to move forward. Bicycles are convenient for short distances and help keep you fit. They don't require fuel, making them environmentally friendly. With a basket attached, you can carry small items, and wearing a helmet ensures safety while riding.
Number 1. Question: What is one good thing about a bicycle? What is one good thing about a bicycle? Number 2. Question: What is one way to be safe when you ride a bicycle? What is one way to be safe when you ride a bicycle? For question 3.
The busy honeybee is a hard-working insect that plays a vital role in pollination. They collect nectar from flowers and create honey in their hives. Bees live in organized colonies, with a queen bee leading them. Their buzzing sound is a common sight in gardens, where they diligently gather nectar to support their hive and help plants reproduce.
Number 3. Question: Do you think honeybees are good insects? Do you think honeybees are good insects?
This is the end of the 2024 Advanced Communicative English Test. Please wait for instructions for the interview test.